meet today's contestants. A freelance writer and editor from Queens, New York, Kim Kindia. A communications manager from Baltimore, Maryland, Fred Hardwell. And our returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Allajack, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle, whose 6 day cash winnings total $171,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you very much. Another big winner in Jeopardy. Jennifer, you've been performing like a true champion. It must make you feel good to know that, hey, you know and are able to recall more information than you thought you knew, right? Feels good?
Definitely than I thought.
Let's see if it keeps going in this one as you face Kim and Brad. Good luck, players. Here we go. Now the categories, please, starting off with... The president had money troubles. Oh, dear. Next, crushing it. Kitty lit title adjectives, followed by Polynesian words, female TV crime fighters, and finally, designer initials. Jennifer, start.
Kitty lit 200.
A series by Jeff Kinney, Diary of This Kid. Jennifer?
What is Wimpy?
Wimpy is right.
Kitty lit 400.
The Witch Wizard of Oz. Kim.
What is wonderful?
That's the adjective.
Kitty lit 600.
By Natalie Babbitt. Tuck what? Jennifer.
What is everlasting?
Correct.
Kitty lit 8.
By Eric Carle. The very this kind of spider. Kim.
Hungry.
No.
What is hungry?
Nope. Jennifer.
What is busy?
Busy, yes.
Kitty lit 1,000.
About an endearing three-legged critter. The this donkey. Kim.
What is lame?
No. Jennifer or Brad? You're going to love it. What is the wonky donkey? That's a good adjective, wonky. Jennifer?
President 200.
After Jefferson's death, owing what would be $1 to $2 million today, his heirs had to sell this beloved estate. Jennifer?
What is Monticello?
Yes.
President 4?
Answer. Really done. Finding it early. But you're the only one on the plus side.
600.
Okay. Living on a $112 per month pension after the White House, this ex-haberdasher refused any cashing in on the prestige of the presidency.
Who's Harry Truman?
He's the one. Good guy.
President 6.
Deep in the red after years of public service, this fifth president got the government to pay off at least a portion. Jennifer again.
Who is Monroe?
Right.
President 8.
Pre-presidency, George Washington was in debt in the early 1760s, farming the sweet-scented type of this crop. Jennifer.
What is tobacco?
Good.
President 1000.
In the 1890s, what this Ohio Republican thought was a $17,000 debt helping a pal ballooned to $130,000. And it was President William McKinley. We're done with that category, Jennifer.
Polynesian words, 200.
Tareo is the language of this New Zealand people. Jennifer.
We're the Maori.
Good.
Polynesian 4.
This long flowing dress is for you. Brad.
What is a mumu?
Mumu, good.
Designer initials for 600.
He's well suited as Italy's most successful designer, G.A. Brad.
Is Giorgio Armani.
Correct.
Designer initials, 800.
In 2013, he left Louis Vuitton to focus on his own line, MJ. Brad.
It was Marc Jacobs.
Yes.
Designer initials, 1,000.
She's known for her bold and whimsical designs and for her hair extensions. BJ. Jennifer.
It was Betsy Johnson.
You got her, and that takes you to $5,000 even. Takes us to break number one. We'll take it. We'll come back. Kim Kindia is from New York, from Queens.
Yes.
You're a big amateur sports fan, I gather, because you have attended how many Olympic Games, how many Olympic competitions?
I've been to 4 Olympics, 2 summer and 2 winter.
What was the most interesting or entertaining event in the summer or Olympic Games that you attended?
Well, I like figure skating, but I love archery.
Yeah?
I think archery is really fun. I do it myself. And it was interesting to see how well Mexico has been doing in archery lately. It's usually dominated by Korea.
Okay. Good for you. Brad Cardwell is from Baltimore, Maryland.
That's right.
Now, you admit that your wife is Jeopardy's biggest fan. Why is that?
Biggest fan. It's been appointment viewing at our house for years, every day, 7 o'clock when it comes on. That's where we are. And my wife's also, she was the one that encouraged me to do the show. And she's such a big fan that I'm now getting to live out her lifelong dream. So there's a little tension in the house right now, but she's extremely supportive. And
that's okay. Always do what she tells you to
that's
do.
Right. Good advice.
Always. Jennifer Quayle is our champion. Kim just mentioned figure skating. You're a figure skating fan.
Yes, I like to do it mostly for fun and exercise, and I love watching it too. So.
What's the toughest jump you have mastered so far?
I mostly do ice dance, so I don't do much jumping, but I can do a waltz jump and a half flip, so not going to the Olympics anytime soon.
All right, pick up your signaling device, and we have still a goodly number of clues up there. Go ahead and make a selection.
Polynesian 6.
Answer? Paniolo, one of these, works on a ranch herding cattle. Kim.
What is a cowboy?
Cowboys, right.
Female crime fighters, 200.
On 1960s TV, Yvonne Craig was civilian Barbara Gordon, but also this caped crime fighter. Brad.
Who is Batwoman?
No. Kim.
Who is Batgirl?
Batgirl, yes.
Female TV crime fighters, 400.
A former stripper turned forensic investigator, Catherine Willows was played by Marg Helgenberger on this TV show. On CSI Crime Scene Investigation. Kim, back to you.
Female crime fighter, 600.
Before she was running an empire, this actress was Detective Joss Carter on Person of Interest. Kim.
Who is Taraji P. Henson?
Good.
Female crime fighters for 800.
As Officer Judy Hoffs, Holly Robinson Pete went undercover to solve youth crimes on this drama. Jennifer?
What is 21 Jump Street?
Yes.
Polynesian 8.
The name of this Polynesian creator god also refers to an image of him or to a type of Polynesian bar. Jennifer?
What is tiki?
Tiki, correct.
Polynesian 1000.
In Hawaii, say this three-letter word if you want an edible paste. In Tahiti, put po before it. Jennifer.
What is poi?
Poi, correct.
Crushing it, 200.
This nice-to-touch fabric comes in a crushed type, such as pan and mirror. Brad.
What is velvet?
Velvet, yes.
Designer initials, 400.
In 2016, he launched a new line in collaboration with model Gigi Hadid, TH. Kim.
Who is Tommy Hilfiger?
Yes.
Female crime fighters, 1,000.
Much to her chagrin, homicide detective Kate Beckett got teamed up with this title mystery writer to solve cases. Jennifer?
Who's Castle?
Richard Castle, yes.
Crushing it, 4.
The saga of this game? It's been making moments sweeter since 2012. Kim?
What is Candy Crush Saga?
Yeah.
Crushing it, 600.
In 1987, James Bone Crusher Smith took this heavyweight boxing champ the distance, but lost the decision. Jennifer.
Who's Mike Tyson?
He's the one.
Crushing it, 800.
If you want that Indiana Jones look, you can get an officially licensed, crushable wool felt this kind of hat. Jennifer.
What is a fedora?
Fedora, good.
Crushing 1,000.
In movies and on TV, crushers of these are often seen at junkyards. Overbuilt LLC makes one with 10-foot jaws and 159 tons of crushing power. Brad.
What are cars?
Yeah.
Designer initials, 200.
In 2002, he announced his retirement and the closing of his famous haute couture house, YSL. Kim.
Who is Yves Saint Laurent?
He's the one, and that takes you to $1,000. You're in third place. You trail Jennifer by 9,000. Let's see if you can make it up when you select first in Double Jeopardy. Kim, you spent part of the first round in the red. You got out of the hole. You're on the plus side with 1,000. Will you add to it with these categories? Biology, 21st century films, recent stuff, rhymes with a season, each correct response, book of the year, country of the opera. You identify the country, the present day country. And then finally, L-E-L or La, L-A. Either one will come up in each correct response. Start us.
Biology 400.
Unlike mammals, birds regenerate cells within their ears, so the barn type of this doesn't lose its incredible hearing with age. Jennifer.
What is an owl?
Yes.
Rhymes with the season 400.
A complex like Westfield Citrus Park in Tampa. Kim.
What is a trailer park?
No. How about what is a mall? That rhymes with fall. Oh, now we know what it's all about. Now we get it. Jennifer.
Country of the Opera 400.
Carmen. Jennifer.
What is Spain?
That's the country.
Opera 8.
Anna Bolena. Kim.
What is Russia?
No. Jennifer.
What is England?
England. Anne Boleyn.
Country of the Opera 12.
Electra. Jennifer.
What is Greece?
Good.
Opera 16.
Guillaume Tell. Kim.
What is Switzerland?
That's right. William Tell.
Country of the Opera 2000.
Turandot. Kim.
What is China?
That's it.
Biology 800.
This dietary progression might begin with plants, move up through herbivores, and end with large carnivores. Jennifer.
What is a food chain?
Food chain, yes.
Book of the Year 400.
Atlee Clement, Bergen-Belsen, Liberation of, and Nagasaki are index entries in Ian Buruma's book about this year. Kim.
What is 1945?
You are right.
Biology 1200.
This term for the systematic classification of organisms comes from the Greek for arrangement. Kim.
What is taxonomy?
You're right.
Biology 1600.
The answer is the Daily Double. You're in second place.
I'll bet 2000.
All right, here is the clue. The rhinoceros, the tapir, and the horse all belong to the odd-toed group of these hoofed animals.
What is ungulates?
You are right. You're at 7,000.
Biology 2000.
It's not Tchaikovsky changing his mind. It's the term for an organism that breaks down dead plants and animals into simpler forms. Jennifer?
What is a decomposer?
Correct.
Films 400.
Emily Blunt played pregnant mom Evelyn Abbott in this scary 2018 film. Kim.
What is The Quiet Place?
Yes.
21st Century 800.
Shrek 2 improves on the original with the introduction of this gatto guapo. Jennifer.
Who's Puss in Boots?
Yes.
Book of the Year 800.
Two books published 50 years apart identify 1877 as a year of violence and as the end of this post-slavery period in the South. Kim.
What is Reconstruction?
You got it.
21st Century Films 1200.
In the 2019 sequel Jumanji, The Next Level, it's total dandemonium when these two veteran actors named Dan join the game. Jennifer.
Who are Danny DeVito and Danny Glover?
Yes, and that movie opens tomorrow. Go again.
Film 1600.
Colin Firth portrayed the royal known as Bertie in this Oscar-winning film. Jennifer.
What is the King's Speech?
Correct.
Films 2000.
Jason Bateman was the reluctant adoptive father-to-be of Ellen Page's baby in this 2007 charmer. Kim.
What is Juno?
Good.
Book of the Year 1200.
Answer there. The other Daily Double.
2000.
Again, all right. A book titled This Year is subtitled The Hidden History in the Bayeux Tapestry.
What is 1066?
That's the year. Pick again.
Book of the Year 1600.
A novel by John Dos Passos titled This Year includes a look at the negotiation of the Treaty of Versailles. Jennifer.
What is 1919?
Yes.
Rhymes with the season 800.
It precedes Then a Bag of Hammers. Kim.
What is dumber?
Rhymes with summer. Yeah.
Rhymes with the season 1200.
To throw violently and suddenly. Jennifer.
What is fling?
Yes.
L or La 400.
A cemetery in Paris is nicknamed for this priest, confessor to Louis XIV. Jennifer.
Who is Richelieu?
No. Kim.
Who is Père Lachaise?
Père Lachaise. Yes, L.A.
L or La 800.
A 2019 horror movie was called The Curse of Her, Spanish for The Weeping Woman. Kim.
What is La Llorona?
Good.
L or La 1200.
Soprano Maria Callas made her debut at this Milan opera house in 1950. Kim.
What is El Fenice?
No. Jennifer.
What is La Scala?
La Scala, yes.
Book of the year 2000.
1959 makes much of this Soviet craft, the first to escape Earth's gravity, though it didn't make it to the moon it was named for. Jennifer?
What is Sputnik?
No. What is Luna or Lunik? Back to you, Jennifer.
Rhymes with the season 16.
For his epitaph, Ben Franklin originally wanted just this early profession of his listed. Jennifer.
What is printer?
Printer, yeah.
Rhymes 2000.
That young fellow in accounting is a real this hyphenated word for someone rising ambitiously. Brad.
What is a fast riser?
No. Kim.
What is a go-getter?
No. It rhymes with summer. It's an up and comer. Two clues left, Jennifer.
L or La 16.
In 1942, British troops fought the Germans in two major battles named for this Egyptian coastal town. Jennifer.
What is El Alamein?
Right. Now the last one. The name of this Keats poem means the beautiful lady without pity. Kim.
What is La Belle Dame sans merci?
That is correct. And that takes you to 13,000. So all three of you involved in Final Jeopardy. Here it comes. The category, women authors. Clue in a moment.
The Gecko's Chinese takeout barely fit into his tiny NYC apartment, but his belongings are protected by this type of insurance from the Geico Insurance Agency. What is renter's insurance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
How limited or limiting is this category? Women authors. Let's find out as I reveal the clue. In 1947, she testified before the House Un-American Activities Committee on how the film Song of Russia was communist propaganda. 30 seconds, players. Good luck. Focus in on the year. There are a number of possibilities here. Brad, we'll come to you first. Yeah. Let's see your response. Who is Pearl Buck? Sorry, that's not going to do it. It'll cost you, therefore, $800. You dropped to zero. Let's go to your left. Kim, over to you now. You had $13,000, and the author you selected was Ethel Rosenberg. You crossed her out, and you picked Eleanor Roosevelt instead. Both of them incorrect. What did you lose? $12,999. That leaves you with a buck. That's a buck more than Brad. You could be champion with a buck. Jennifer Quayle, over to you now, champ. You had $24,000, and your woman author is Ayn Rand. Congratulations. You picked the right one. And you're adding $3,000. That's $27,000 more, and now a seven-day total just under $200,000. $198,400. And you could go over that mark very easily tomorrow. We'll see if it happens, folks. You've got to tune in. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.